Hello, and welcome to episode 18 of the podcast for the week of Sunday, November 18th to Saturday, November 24th. I'm Cardzy B, the creator of the Badass Bitches Tarot Deck and host of this podcast. I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I got my first tarot deck at age 11 and have continued to use tarot as a healing tool throughout my life, eventually inspiring me to create and hand illustrate my own deck of Badass Bitches Tarot. We're continuing through November into the full moon in Gemini this Thursday, November 22nd, which is also American Thanksgiving. Venus is out of retrograde as of this past Friday. Hallelujah. I seriously look like I got beaten with the ugly stick this month. Like, I can't even talk about, like, my skin. My hair needs a haircut so badly. I was scared to get it cut in Venus retro. So thank you for being direct, Venus. I will be getting a haircut this week. Mercury, though, is still tag-teaming and being a little sneaky about to, is in retrograde. Was it retrograde as soon as Venus turned direct? That's just mean. November 16th to December 6th, so keep an eye out for that. Mercury rules Gemini communication, so often things can get miscommunicated in emails and texts. You could also want to hold off on Christmas shopping until after Mercury's direct on the 6th, because it can just cause problems with electronics, presents, that sort of thing. Anyway, for the rest of the month, November is brought to us by the Truth Bomb King of Swords, reminding us to speak our truth and be impeccable with our word. This helps us to manifest November's other card, the Ten of Cups, also known as the Happy Family card, bringing us a state of fulfilling love, abundance, and bliss. For more in-depth info on the cards of November specifically, you can go back to episode 15 of the podcast. Okay, so on to the card of the week. Okay, Eight of Wands. We've been getting some good cards this month, kids. Like, I have to say, this is another one of my faves. In the OG Smith Rider White deck, this card has eight wands being shot through the air on a sunny blue sky background. This card follows the Seven of Wands in the Minor Arcana, and the Seven of Wands represents a struggle that took a lot of perseverance and effort to kind of overcome. The eight shows us that we've moved through that adversity, and we're moving forward into a high level of energy and momentum, and this is going to allow us to really attain goals at a much faster pace. So if things were feeling like a little bit sluggish, a little bit of a struggle, this week it's got that kind of extra burst of energy, and it's one of those periods where you're really busy, but you'll feel good busy, like you're excited about what you're working on. In the Badass Bitches Tarot deck, this is RuPaul holding eight wands and a giant bedazzled bow to propel them into the air. I love this card. Ru has had a clear and focused vision throughout her career and eventually turned that into literally bestowing fast luck onto the winners of her hit show, RuPaul's Drag Race. So get ready for some good things to come in and the energy and momentum to be behind you to get them done easily. Seriously, one of the best cards in the deck. Gotta love Ru, gotta love the Eight of Wands. And with that, I think it's the perfect intro to this week's guest. Katie Elise is the creator of Witch & Co. and Esoteric Travels. She's an incredibly talented astrologist, tarot reader, and all-around just witchy entrepreneur that's put some great things out there. I'm so excited to attend her Esoteric Travels retreat in New Orleans this May, and she's got a lot of other cool projects coming up that she's gonna talk to us about. Hey, Katie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on. I love everything that you're doing with Witch & Co. and with Esoteric Travels. I think I found you originally through a mutual contact that was following Witch & Co. And then that's how I came to your site and was reading all about how, you know, you began doing tarot and astrological charts. So how did you start out with that? Were you kind of working with astrology first or tarot first, or was it kind of, you know, came to you both at the same time?
You know, it's so cool, doing these podcast interviews, because it really makes me think about my journey, you know, like how it really all started. And for me, you know, astrology has always been a part of my life as a child. I think I was subconsciously putting people's energies together by knowing their birthdays. Like, I knew all of my friends' birthdays. And so subconsciously, I was kind of correlating, like, their birthdays with their personalities. But I was always a very spiritual kid. Like, really, honestly, the first thing that came to me was spirit. I saw spirit as a child, and then definitely got more into, you know, I was always reading horoscopes and things like that, but I got my first deck at 15, and I used to do readings on MSN chats back in the day. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, so that shows my age a little bit, but like I totally kind of just dabbled in it all as a child, and it always fascinated me. But I started doing hair at 18, and when I was assisting this guy that I worked for, he was always talking about people signs, his clients, coworkers, and so that's when I really started to dive deeper into astrology.
That's awesome. Yeah, because I was, it's funny, I was reading when I found Witch & Co. a little bit about your backstory, and it's very similar to me. As a kid, I got my first tarot deck at 11, but yeah, was always fascinated with astrology and really all things metaphysical. I remember, it's funny, my parents, when I go back to their house, my mom is one of those people that saved everything from my childhood, and she still has like all of the books I bought in grade school, and I was buying books about like astrology and like astroplaning. It's very strange, but I'm like, wow, I was such a 10-year-old, 11-year-old little weirdo, but I love that, you know, there's more of us out there. So you started with, I'm sorry, my dog is being so bad. You started with Witch & Co. and then expanded into Esoteric Travels as a separate kind of collaboration.
Yeah, you know, I just finished doing hair 2 years ago. Actually, the anniversary was yesterday. I saw it pop up on my memories. And I was slowly transitioning from, you know, doing hair into this field. And while it was always a part of it, like hairstylists are always into spirituality. I was doing readings for my coworkers and clients and things like that, but, you know, I was always told, hey, you know, from other psychics or mediums, they were like, Katie, like, this is going to be your job one day, and I was like, yeah, right, like, I'm doing hair for the rest of my life, you know?
Yeah, and that's incredible.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, so I actually, as a hairstylist, I had my own little suite, and I called it the Amethyst Room. And this is where I started to incorporate more of the crystals and the healing. Like, I was becoming a Reiki practitioner while doing hair. And so it really started with the Amethyst Room. That turned into an office space, which then I ended up just working from home because I was having clients from all over the world. And then just literally a year later is when I had that crazy spiritual experience going to Salem in New York for the first time. And I came back and I was like, I got to own this. And that's where Witch & Company came from. And Witch & Company is so much about not just me. It's me being who I am, but then also embracing my company, which are my guides or my ancestors. And then the people that I work with, you know, they're definitely a part of this business. And so now here I am a year later, and I'm actually working with one of my clients who's known me since the Amethyst Room, and she works with SEO and marketing and things like that. And I said, you know what, Madison, I'm ready to take things to the next level. And so she put this whole like bitchin' idea together of this. Nobody knows about this yet. So I'm working on my new website, and well, not new, but transformative website, where I'm bringing back the Amethyst Room. That's going to be a little bit more about like the crystal part and sage and things like that. Because my clients are always asking me, like, what crystals can I use, you know? So that's coming back. Esoteric Travels is the travel company part of Witch & Company. So basically, like, Witch & Company is the umbrella, and then everything kind of just falls underneath it.
Okay, that makes sense. I love that, and I'm so what when you said like you kind of had a big breakthrough when you were drawn to go to Salem in New York, what caused that to come about?
That was spirit. It was actually during the eclipse in August of 2017, that total solar eclipse. I was having this like bug bite, like it was like persistent, like, Katie, you need to go to New York, you need to go to New York. And I was like, I've never been, I've never had any desire to go, I have no family there, like no history that I had known of. A lot of clients out there, which was cool, so I got to meet them. But one of my clients that lived in Salem was like, hey girl, I'll just come down and meet you and I'll take you up to Salem. And I was like, what? So basically, long story short, New York was kind of like the ego trip, and Salem was the spirit trip. And I just broke through so many barriers, like as far as like, 'cause I deal with anxiety and panic disorder, and going to New York for the first time by myself, like that's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, but I loved it and I owned it and I had an amazing time. And so I wrote through that whole, you know, human experience. And then the spiritual part of Salem was you know, connecting with a medium at one of the shops there, who I actually just saw in the last retreat, and I just love her. She was, like, totally tapped into my ancestry and was on the, like, spot, like, so right. And basically, long story short, it was so weird. When I was there, I felt so attached there. Like, I had this cord, and it was so emotional, and I felt my dad's family there. And sure enough, when I came back, Spirit came through and was like, hey, you need to go on the genealogy website, because my dad's family's Mormon. And so they have everything on there. And come to find out, I have over, like, 300 years worth of ancestry in Salem.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's like, no wonder why I felt so connected there. So, yeah, that's really what transformed everything for me and my business.
Well, it's so crazy, because when you, I had been, you know, following your work, and I had missed, by the time I think I found Esoteric Travels, I was following Witch and Company, but by the time I found Esoteric Travels, you had already, like, the Salem retreat was, like, in place, basically, and I was like, oh, I would have come, I would have loved that, but then you just announced the retreat in New Orleans that's coming up, and I'm so excited for that, because, similarly, I've always been drawn to, I've, you know, wanted to go there. My parents met in New Orleans. They're from the Northeast, but it's funny, that's where they met originally. And I, you know, it has such a cool history. And as someone who's, you know, so immersed in, you know, tarot astrology and Wiccan rituals as well, I've always been, like, drawn to New Orleans. But it was so funny when you posted that. I think I was the first person that signed up. I was like, yes, I'm in.
Yeah. Before I even launched it, I was like, are you sure? Do you want to know what's going on?
I was like, no, I'm doing it. Very excited to go to that in May. Yeah, everyone, like, listeners who, if there's still availability, you should check it out, because it's going to be an amazing weekend, and I can't wait for it. Yeah, so do you have any other retreats in addition to New Orleans that are coming up?
Yeah, so I am doing, it's so funny, I popped up this little pop-up retreat in L.A., because I have a good handful of clients in L.A., and so I was like, cool, let's just drive up, because back in August, my friend and I, she's an amazing cook, no training, like, she's just naturally so good at what she does, and we created this full moon and Pisces dinner. We sold that out. It was an amazing experience. We worked with the chakras, with the food and the drink, and I mean, really, we got what we wanted out of it, to have this elevated spiritual experience through food and ritual. And so we're kind of bringing that to this retreat. But being that it's this pop-up retreat, I'm allowing people to either kind of create their own package, you know, if they want to come to one, because we're carrying, I think, 4 workshops. We'll be there for 2 nights, so you can stay the night, you can come just drop in and check out 1 workshop or 2 workshops, you know, come to the dinner. So that's happening December 4th through the 6th. And then, yeah, the New Orleans retreat is in May for the full moon in Scorpio. And then I've got definitely Hawaii on the list, Salem, of course, next year for October. And a lot of people are giving me feedback on where they want to go, or they're saying come here, there. Eventually, we're going to go worldwide. So, yeah, that's what's on the books for now, but definitely more coming soon.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah, well, I am very excited. And I have to say, I mean, this is going to be my first retreat with Esoteric Travels, but it's so well organized. The way that you put it together, you have really, like, and it's well thought out. It's awesome variety of opportunities and, you know, different, like, whether it's rituals, things having to do with seeing the city. I was like, wow, this is really incredible. And it's a lot that you get in a short period of time. And like, you're very informative, and it's very well scheduled and organized, because I've done a lot of retreats and I'm so excited about this one. I'm like, you are just really incredible at this. So I cannot wait.
I appreciate that so much. Yeah. You know, like, this all stems from the trip too that I did solo. You know, it was like, I want women. To me, spirituality is so fluid. Like, it doesn't have to necessarily be tarot, crystals, astrology. Like, it's about finding out who the hell you are. You know, like, your true, raw, authentic self. And that's what I found in this trip. And so, doing these retreats so far, I've done 2 in Salem. And, like, I tell people, I'm like, you're going to leave this completely renewed. Things are going to dramatically change for you when you leave. And it's not just because of, you know, we did a tarot workshop, or we did an astrology workshop, or you did this walking tour, you know. It's really just this big picture of this experience that you share, not only with other people, but, like, the enlightenment that you have. And it's funny, too, because, like, when people are on the retreat, it cracks me up, because they're like, I'm not getting any signs yet, or I'm not getting an answer yet. And I go, oh, no, 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 no. You just wait. Like, everything's going to come together when time you go home. Like, just living it right now, you know? But, I mean, it is so true. Everybody has experienced the same thing. They go back home, and they're energized and renewed, and that's really what esoteric travel is all about, is just finding your truth.
I love that, and it's, I love that you have, like, a series that's ongoing, because I love, I'm Sagittarius, Aries rising, but I love to travel. It's like I get kind of just, like, almost cabin fever when I haven't gone on a trip in a period of time, so I love that it's something that you have throughout the year at various locations, and that you're eventually, like you said, going global with it, because I would love to attend even more of them after this. That's such an exciting opportunity, and I think you bring together, like, a really cool mix of people from kind of the reviews I saw, the Salem one, of people that, you know, have similar interests, but like you said, it may be in different healing modalities. Maybe they've never even experienced any of them, but they're open to what is spiritually healing, and, like, you know, finding out how they connect to those modalities. And that's, like, I think just, it's so needed and not out there. So I'm glad that you're doing it.
Oh yeah. Like, there's people that have been on the trip that have never even worked with tarot before. Like, we had one girl buy her first deck. We have people who are well-versed in it, who are astrologers themselves, or we have people who are still in the witch closet, you know, the broom closet, and they come back and they're like, fuck it. Like, I'm this and I'm that. I don't care anymore. You know, it's just, it's so, so cool to see. I love it. And I love that you said you're Sag, Aries rising, because I'm a Sag moon and I have Mars on my ascendant. So a very similar energy, and, like, travel to me is so valuable. Like, you come back, you know, like I said, completely different. So, yeah, that Sag energy is definitely very much a part of Witch and Company and esoteric travels. Yeah.
Amazing. So also, while you're, I know that you do readings individually, like via, or do you do them, like, Skype or on the phone, your astrology readings?
Yeah, I do them through Zoom, so they're recorded.
Oh, because, amazing.
You know, astrology, yeah, it's so much information, so it's recorded, so you can always go back and refer to it, yeah.
Because, yeah, I saw that was a part of, you can add that onto your package with the retreats, but you do that on an ongoing basis, right? And you do that globally because you can do it via Zoom?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. So do you, you said that you kind of worked with both simultaneously, astrology and tarot. Do you find that your kind of background in astrology informs your tarot practice? Because I work with a lot of other readers, because I'm based in New York, that are here, and I have a couple that are very, like, their tarot readings are very astrologically based, of the rulings of each card. My background was more with, you know, obviously the archetypes of the cards, but, and then also numerology was what I studied the most. But I'm always interested with astrologers that also read, because I'm always trying to learn, go deeper with astrology into the cards. So is that kind of your basis for your tarot work?
Yeah, totally. Like, I have so much respect for, like, tarot readers who are so well-versed and knowledgeable in the archetypes and stories and everything behind it. My tarot reading has always been very intuitive, also very much about numerology, but also astrology for sure, too. Yeah. Definitely.
Very cool.
And I work with my, I have two of the Black and the Moon astrology decks. That is my go-to deck, and the Star Child deck.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Those are my two favorites. Yeah.
Yeah, I have the Star Child as well. I had always had the Hanson Roberts deck, which is kind of like a lighter variation of Smith Rider Waite. And I had that since, that was the one I had since I was 11, and always read with that. And I had bought a million decks throughout, like, mostly throughout my travels, because I always love to find, like, cool metaphysical shops when I travel. So I had a ton of decks, and then it was really, and it's funny, like you said, that you have a lot of kind of spirit come through and a lot of inspiration in travel. I had a really impactful trip to Amsterdam last December. And that I was in one of my favorite little, like, metaphysical shops when I was in Amsterdam with my best friend. And I just couldn't find a deck that was resonating. And I was like, you know what, maybe I'm just going to draw one, because I had always, you know, I had always used the same one. And what I was seeking in finding one that was, like, all female energy and kind of light energy, and that was easy to teach with, because I teach in small groups too. So I wanted a deck that I could, like, kind of tell the stories of the archetypes, but in a relatable way. So that's really what inspired me, was that trip specifically. And I always think of that trip to Amsterdam. So I love that that's something that's really, like, such a, also an ongoing point of inspiration in your life, is travel and, like, the things that you take away from your connection with the places that you're traveling to.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'm definitely the same way. So I was going to ask you, because this is one that I ask everybody on the podcast, and I always love when it's somebody who does read tarot, because I feel like you guys have a much, like, kind of deeper, more interesting take on this. What card in the deck do you feel represents, like, or would totally embody you?
You know what's so funny? I mean, this must be my Gemini sun because I can never commit to anything. Like, I always go back and forth. And, like, I'm such a weirdo because I'll be like, oh, can I pick one from, like, the minor and then pick one from the major?
I love it.
I'm so weird like that. You know what always comes up for me? Like, when I'm, because I find such difficulty reading for myself sometimes. And so what I do is I will always just kind of connect with spirit and I say, okay, like, I will envision whoever it is, like, reading for me, whoever comes through, and always the cards will, like, if it's, you know, really strong in that, like, the, all the cards will be reversed, but I know that it's somebody reading for me, you know what I mean? And so, usually, if it's connecting with me, like, somebody's reading for me, the Queen of Wands always shows up.
I love that, yes.
Always. And I'm like, okay, that's me. And because my chart is very, very heavily fire.
Me too.
So I resonate with that energy too. But so that's kind of like my go-to card when I really, even if I need inspiration, right, or I need to be like sparked up with something, especially with my work. So that's definitely my go-to. And then also like with the major arcana, I love the Emperor.
Yeah, it's so funny. So I find that like most people love the Emperor's a great card. I made it Beyonce in my deck of like badass bitches.
Oh, yeah.
So which is totally, but it's funny. I had another reader that was, and she's a Sagittarius as well. And her and I were both saying like, oh, it depends. Sometimes it's a little too like authoritative and like rules. And I was like, I feel like, cause I'm Sag Aries rising, that like the rebel in me is sometimes doesn't resonate with the Emperor, but it's a great card. Like most people love that card. And I definitely love, I love Queen of Wands. In my deck, I made myself King of Wands. Cause it's all women. So cause I'm like fire energy as well. And so I love that's your choice for that. I love both the King and Queen of Wands so much. Do you have any like other than, like that obviously is kind of like the embodiment of you. Do you have any other cards that you just love to get that you're like, okay, this is a good sign when I get it?
Well, I'm so glad that you asked this question because this is actually kind of personal, but it's so crazy that I like have to share this. So my partner and I, we separated at the end of June and I was like, just, you know, just totally tore up, and I was like, please just give me one card, like no bullshit, straight to the point. And the card that came up was Temperance. And what's so interesting is and I pulled it from the Star Child deck, and the person in that card was very similar to my partner, and that card embodies Sagittarius, and she's a Sagittarius, and it just talks about patience and how it's like, you know, there needs to be a separation here to really allow, you know, the situation to just kind of heal and just trust, right?
Yeah.
And so through this like 4 month period, you know, it'd be like halfway through that time period, and I pulled cards again late one night, and that fucking card popped up again. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, okay, like just keep writing through, like it'll be fine, you know? And then sure enough, when we kind of started like building back up again, you know, and I was like, okay, like, give me a card, boom, there it was, and I do everything in threes, and I was like, holy shit, like, Temperance, like, that has been my beacon of light through all of this, honestly, so that's something that I really love seeing for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's great. It's funny, I don't know, do you follow your card of the year as well? Like,
you know what? I did that last year, and I need to do it this year.
Yeah.
Too late, I guess.
Yeah, because it's funny. Last year, 2017, was Temperance for me, so that's what it made me think of. And it was one of those. I also, like, had a situation with an ex-girlfriend, and it was a lot of, like, just patience and healing just from, like, self-sabotaging behaviors, you know, all the things. And it was a tough year, but it was a very cathartic year. So I like that card as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that probably was my card for this year, honestly.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
You know, not just with her, but with me for sure, yeah.
Yeah. I know, I'm excited for 2019 because for me personally, it's the Tower, but I've been in the Devil energy this year, so that's been rough.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It's rough. Oh my God. Well, when I finally get to meet you, I'll have to do, cause I do a lot with numerology. So I do like your soul card, your personality, like what your hidden numerical cards are that you like, that are kind of like your shadow cards. So I would love to do this for you when we have more time.
I love that. Yeah.
Cause I would love to see like, based on like the things that you've, pulled in the past and that you're experiencing energy around, it would be interesting to see kind of what that is in terms of like your life cards that are ongoing and then like for the year. But I won't And that I could go on about that forever. So I won't bother you with that for now. But when we finally get to meet in New Orleans, if not sooner, I would love to do that for you.
Yes.
Yes. Cool. Well, is there, so other than, okay, so you have LA coming up December 6th, or sorry, 4th to the 6th, right? And that's still open. And the New Orleans retreat is still open. Is there anything else that we should check out in the meantime? I'm going to post both of your sites as well as your Instagrams, you know, in the notes to the podcast, but is there anything else that we should look for?
Yeah, you know, with the holidays coming up, it's going to get a little crazy. I'm just wrapping up one of my workshops called Discover Your Inner Witch, which is about connecting with your, you know, your witchy or spiritual powers through astrology. So that we're wrapping up next week, but I want that to be an ongoing thing. So it's a 3-week program, and it's hands-on. I'm very, when I was a hairstylist for 4 years, I worked as a Paul Mitchell educator. So, like, I have this huge education background, so I really like to bring education through spirituality. I'd like to be hands-on with that. So that workshop is finishing up, but I do want to do that again. So that will be coming for sure. I don't know if I'm going to do that in December because of the holidays. If not, for sure, the first of the year. But I'm always doing online workshops. So I would just suggest everybody to continue to follow me. I eventually really want to launch this. I've been talking about it for like 6 months, astrology in the body.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a big body of work that I want to make sure that I have the time and the space. And it's just been such a crazy last 6 months that I haven't had time to do that. But it's really about, you know, healing the body through astrology and just recognizing the bodily, you know, cues that we're experiencing, whether it's emotional, physical, or mental, and how you can correlate that through astrology. So that's coming up for sure for 2019. But yeah, like always, like I'm booking my clients one-on-one for sure, you know, so you can go on my website. It's under construction right now, but it'll take you to my shop and you'll see everything that's there being offered.
Amazing. Okay. Well, I will definitely, you know, be in touch, and we'll, if not before, we'll see you in May, but would love to meet you before if possible.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. It was amazing to talk to you, and I'm so excited to finally have you on the podcast, Katie. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
It's so incredible to have Katie on the podcast, and I cannot wait for the New Orleans retreat. Maybe I can even do a live podcast for you guys when I'm down there. This week, I have a special Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet segment. So I was in an Uber this week with a driver named Mubeen, and I asked him if I could use this story. He said he'd tune in. So Mubeen, this is for you. So I got into the car and we were talking about how crazy cold it is and how it's weird that it's snowing so early this year. And he said that he likes to be able to go somewhere warm to break up the winter. And I told him I'm the same way. Like after my birthday and the holidays in December, like I need a warm vacation. This led to an in-depth conversation about astrology because clearly I'm a Sag, B-Day in December, Mubeen is an Aquarius. And he told me he's also been actively looking into his diet to be more plant-based. So we start talking about that, you know, veganism, partial veganism, and he was telling me he's implementing coconut oil pulling for his teeth because he's found that to be really helpful. I'm a big advocate of that as well. I totally recommend it. But it was just a really cool and connected convo, and it was so refreshing and unexpected. The most I usually get in an Uber is chit-chat about the weather or bad traffic conditions. So he totes got 5 stars, and I just loved that conversation. So that was really my spiritual closet story of the week, of kind of finding those conversations in really unexpected and enjoyable places. Please keep the Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet stories coming. You can message them in through the website or through CardsyB on Instagram. So to quickly recap, November is brought to us by the Truth Bomb King of Swords, the Fulfillment Happy Family 10 of Cups cards, aka the Blondes, and this week is brought to us by RuPaul 8 of Wands. This card brings in an exciting new opportunity and pairs it with the enthusiasm and energy to really take it on and get it done. I hope you guys have an incredible week, a great Thanksgiving if you're in America, and a great full moon in Gemini on the 22nd. Don't forget to check out CardsyB on Instagram, and if you get a sec, rate and review this podcast. It helps more people get access to it. And for New Yorkers, I'll be at Journal doing reading in stores, so come grab a Badass Bitches tarot deck and some sexy lingerie on Sunday, December 2nd. I'll also be at Open Center December 21st for their Winter Solstice event. And check out my Instagram, CardsyB, and BadassBitchesTarot.com for additional upcoming holiday events and collaborations, because I'm continuously adding events to the website and the Instagram. Thanks for listening, guys. And as always, stay magical AF.